God, there are so many podcasts to listen to. I'm having like one of those Netflix indecision moments. What do you think I should listen to?
Oh, you definitely need to listen to nerdfunnel.com.
But where does he listen to that?
Nerdfunnel.com, or hit us up on any of our social media channels. I mean, hit it up on youtube.com/nerdfunnel. Honestly,
could I find you on facebook.com/nerdfunnel?
Any.com/nerdfunnel, you'll probably fucking find us. Or at nerdfunnel if you're like a Twitter or Instagram dude.
Okay.
And it's so much fun at fucking nerdfunnel.com. You will find articles and podcasts and all sorts of stuff that will funnel right into your more than willing ear holes. And honestly, your eye holes at this point.
Awesome. Because I got really tired of scrolling through all these podcasts.
Well, I'm not just going to go onto youtube.com/nerdfunnel and just have something funneled into my eye hole, am I?
What's wrong with getting something shoved into your eye hole? There's plenty of Japanese girls who are really into it.
You guys, I just went to nerdfunnel.com and I liked what was going in my eye hole. Oh, I think I'm going to check out what's going to go in my
so
ear hole.
So sexy. So sexy.
That's weird, isn't it?
Let's go ahead and find out what's coming in my ear hole right now. Hey guys, you know that that Darth Vader is Luke's father?
Whoa, spoiler alert!
Yeah. Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Spoilers!
Did you know that Snape kills Dumbledore?
Ah!
Did you know that if you listen to our cast, you might get something spoiled? Just a warning, wanted to give you a heads up. So, Steven, I know your head just exploded, I'm sorry.
Do you want spoilers? You will.
Welcome back. You're listening to Nerd Funnel, where we take all the nerd news of the world and shove it into your more than willing ear holes. I'm Bob Shui, and with me tonight is Ivan.
Do you bleed?
And
you will.
And Steven.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Batman! And with us tonight for the first time, Fong.
Sup, cunt nuggets.
Oh, wow.
Just
wow.
Like, straight up out of the gate.
We just went there. Wow. Okay.
That pretty much is the attitude of Batman.
That's the attitude. Oh, my God. So, this week, Batman v Superman. We have all seen it except for Fong.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care about us talking
but
about
she's
it.
No, she's not a spoiler party pooper pants.
I just enjoy the journey to the end goal more than, like, what actually happened. Like, I think it's cool to see how the story unfolds. Mm-hmm. The only thing I know about Batman versus Superman is Ben Affleck's sad face in the
Oh my God, that interview was hilarious. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
it was the best. It was truly the best.
You know what, though?
It's so sad.
He has a reason to be sad.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he has a reason
to
be sad.
No, he does, because he put in a lot of fucking work and put his name on the line for this fucking movie.
And I think it paid off for him.
But history will not necessarily remember that.
Yeah, everyone will be like, that movie sucked.
Right. And just like Daredevil. Like, he was good in Daredevil, too. And everyone shits on fucking Daredevil and remembers he... And now history has been rewritten as Affleck sucked in Daredevil. See, look at that fucking face. That smug fucking face.
You can't see it, but there's this wry, smug smile across Ivan's face.
I've actually never seen Daredevil in the movie.
Yeah, but I'm sure that what you know is that everything about it sucked, and Affleck sucked a bunch of dicks, and like everyone came on his face and shit. It's not fucking...
Really? Whoa! If that's the case, then I definitely need to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I would have seen that movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought that Ivan definitely would have seen this fucking movie at this point.
Off topic, not that we really are on topic from what I was told by the format, but a friend of mine...
Don't tell Bobby.
Yeah, he doesn't know that this is our secret plan.
A friend of mine had some chocolate chip scones made for him by Jennifer Garner.
Really?
You're kidding.
Yeah. Well,
that's really cool.
I guess
they taste like Alias or J.J. Abrams? Which way?
Did it taste like J.J. Abrams?
It tasted like chocolate
aliens. That tastes like Star Wars. No, I'm sorry. Rice Krispies taste like Star Wars.
Well, it tastes like Spock.
It's because, I guess it's because the Afflecks, became not the Afflecks, had property in Montana where he lived, and he was doing, like, construction work on one of their properties, and she just, like, went in the kitchen and was like, hey, everybody, I made scones for everyone.
Here's the most important question. Were they spongy, or were they crispy? Were they flaky or spongy?
I was told, I don't know, but I was just told they were very, very good.
Can we follow up on this? Get a report back to us?
Yeah. Because there is a fundamentally difference between a spongy scone and a flaky scone.
Yeah, I agree.
A scone.
I would like to abscond with the scone.
Let's abscond.
But we have to do this cast first. Yeah.
So, here's how we're gonna do this. We're just gonna start at the beginning of the movie and go through it.
Okay.
I think that's the best way. Okay. I think we're just gonna go beginning to end and see how that
works.
We'll just run through this movie the way I ran through my fucking heart.
No,
we'll give it a run through and go back and hit highlights, and then we can compare it to something that
did very well
with the same thing that this movie was trying to do, which was Daredevil season 2.
Girl.
So, without that being said, first off, let's talk about. Okay, here's something that we were talking about, when we got together tonight was that the Zack Snyder does good openings.
He does fantastic.
So the opening of this film, the credit roll was the origin story of Batman, which was a good way to get it in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
just get it over.
Just
with.
Get it done because we already know it's a part of the cultural consciousness.
And it doesn't overdo it. It doesn't show him climbing mountains and figuring out how to be Batman. It's just like, okay, he was a kid. His parents got killed. You know this story. It kind of plays it almost.
And
like
it was,
you know this story.
Fill in the blank. He becomes Batman.
It was very like the version
of Batman you want him to be. He's that version.
And Zack Snyder does a really good job with this. He did it in Sucker Punch. He did it in
Watchmen.
Watchmen was a great intro.
Yes.
Where he tells a story in these slow motion, very iconic images.
Yep.
That play out with a good music track. So that was really good. That was really awesome. The pearls.
And I wanted to bring up the pearls scene. Yeah. And I feel like that was the best done that I have ever seen it done in any Batman movie. I think, okay, I'm not a big fan of the comics. Was that in the comics?
It's a Frank Miller thing.
Okay.
He put it in the comics.
Because that was in Batman.
Yeah.
Batman with Michael Keaton,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they've all aped that imagery from Frank Miller's version of the telling of that.
And this was the most, like, creative and most natural feeling of it. It basically, Joe Chill or whoever comes up, shoots Thomas Wayne.
By the way, doesn't he kind of look like skinny Dwayne Johnson? Like, he looks like Skinny the Rock.
I just remember long hair, bald.
So,
you know,
like,
he reminded me of
more
like
it was more like the Pebble.
Yeah, exactly. He was a little bit of
aww,
the Pebble. I swear, I thought that the Rock was cameoing in this movie. I was like, that's amazing if they got it for this.
Oh, he looked like the Asian, like, bad dude from, like, I think it was fucking Die Hard. You remember the dude with, like, the long hair and he had, like, the bald head
and
the really bad Fu Manchu?
Yeah, he's in like, every 90s action movie.
As either
a henchman or, like, top henchman who gets killed right before.
He's, like, sub-mid henchman.
Right.
Sub-mid boss.
He's always, like, on the climb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you just kind of also outed me for thinking that all people of color look vaguely the same, by the way.
All you yellow people look alike. But it was really interesting. Like, it gets caught on the back of the slide of the 1911 of Joe Chill's, the murder weapon of the Waynes. And
what snaps the pearls.
That snaps the pearls. And I thought that was so
very
creative and original and clever. It was just clever.
I really liked that the Waynes were more proactive in their own fate.
Yeah, you were mentioning that.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
I like that. Why don't you make that point again for the readers?
Basically, I really like that. In most versions of the Batman story, it's that Thomas Wayne puts his hands up and goes, "Don't hurt my family," or something to that effect, and then gets shot by Joe Chill for not really a very clear reason.
Mm-hmm.
In this, at least, it makes more sense. Where
he's just Jeffrey Dean Morganing it out,
right?
Just
exactly.
Go lunch with this guy,
right? He's like, "I'm Jeffrey Dean Morgan." I'm
Did you know that I raised the fucking Winchesters? Fuck you.
Well, and he actually looks like he has this moment of desperation where he's like, "I'm gonna protect my family."
Yeah,
and I really liked that. And even Martha Wayne doesn't have like the shrieking death that we're used to.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She doesn't just like she. It's in most movies. It's that Thomas Wayne gets shot. She falls to her knees and goes and she's screaming. And he shoots her because she's screaming. And this, she like steps up to him. Like she's like, "Fuck you, motherfucker!"
Defiant.
Yes, yeah. I loved that so tonally, really cool. It was very different and cool. So, I mean, they nailed the intro, and I had such high hopes once they nailed that intro.
It was a great start. Like I was like, okay, I'm like, I was like the first with the credit roll. I'm like, okay, I'm in it. All
that
right?
that was our Icarus moment. We flew too close to the sun. With the
and yeah, Zack Snyder has that thing where he just like blesses load too fast.
Like, no, but see, like, no, whoa, no, 300 was great. Watchmen was great. I'll even say
Man
Sucker
of Steel
Punch
was fuck. No, I wouldn't say Sucker Punch.
I liked Sucker Punch a lot.
You're allowed to have a bad opinion.
You're allowed to have the wrong opinion.
It was visually stunning. Right. Story wise, it could have been better.
Well, and that's Zack Snyder's MO. Like he has no problem with technical aspects. Like visually, always stunning.
Yeah,
but the adaptation. Like I think he. Well, let's continue through the film. We'll talk about the film as a whole towards the end. But so we get the Batman opening. What'd you think of the Batman stylistic, the costume? So he did a lot of the.
I like the suit.
The suit was good.
The suit was super comic book.
Yeah, it was very like.
You can't argue with
it. It was Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I was about to say it's very Frank Miller inspired.
Frank Miller, that's fucking cool. Beat your ass in.
Yeah, it looks just like this is what I'm going to throw on before I just kick the shit out of somebody. It's like almost an afterthought kind of suit, and it feels practical to me. Like it doesn't feel impractical to me.
I like
but
that.
But and it builds into that character that they built up where this is. A no fucking nonsense Batman.
Right. It's
no frills because he's old. So he's he's not going to be like the flashy young Val Kilmer or the chrome plating
and like tactical Christian Bale.
Yeah. Right.
Do you think like Jennifer Garner like divorced Ben Affleck to give us like the best Batman ever?
That's why he got so dark with it.
He went on. He gave an interview where he was all like, you know, I've seen a lot of unusual things, but I'm just fucking jaded now.
Really?
Yeah. What was this?
I just read that interview today.
Oh, wow.
He's just like, I'm very... He said that he's similar to Bruce Wayne in that way. He's just jaded about everything now.
You can tell in that
which
that
is
picture.
Why we got
by
sad
way,
sad Affleck.
I ship that couple really hard in real life.
That's like the new meme. Like, it was sad Keanu before. Remember Keanu Reeves on the bench?
They're still together.
No,
they're done.
Really?
Yeah, they're Dunyan rings, dude.
Dunyan rings, totally.
Listen, if...
Complete dunzo.
If Bennifer couldn't... hash it out.
Bennifer 2.
If Bennifer 2 couldn't fucking hash 2. It out.
And by the way, this was a way better version than the original.
Oh, yeah, for
wait,
sure.
Wait. Fucking Jennifer...
Garner.
Garner. Yeah.
Lopez.
Lopez.
Is it Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
It is Jennifer
J-Lo.
Lopez.
Yeah.
J-Lo. That's what that means. Yeah. I don't...
What? Listen. That's what that means?
What is it?
We're late to the party on that one, man.
I haven't the time to worry myself with the chaff of the
no, lower. No. Let's revisit what you just said. Jennifer Lopez. That's what that means. Yes, Jennifer Lopez in fact means Jennifer Lopez.
I didn't bother with the first name of a third-rate entertainer. Excuse me while I guzzle my whiskey. No, tell me about how your third-rate Latina... entertainer.
Wow. Why
makes
gotta,
any sense to for me to pay attention to?
It was the hard L on that bust that made it racist.
The Latina AR?
Yeah. Latina. Like,
why you gotta bust Mexican balls now, man? Why gotta break the balls?
Because you're here, Bobby.
You know what? I think that Affleck's there was nothing really wrong with Batman in this movie. Honestly. Like Batman
I thought
is,
he was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean Affleck is pretty unassailable. I mean, the costume is great. The gadgets feel good.
He used one batarang.
Yeah.
Put it out there. He threw one. Grand total, one. I counted.
They use it, though. They play the batarang.
But you never see him use it.
He threw it once.
It's in there.
But see, I'm okay with the fact that you kind of see that, like, he's got, you know, like he's impaling them in places. So, like, you get the idea that a battle's happened or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's leaving it as a calling card.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. Because
what do you think about the branding?
I liked it. I like that he has like the branding ring, like the ring of
Batman.
Well,
I always thought he was just taking the fucking batarang, and it was just like he put it on the fucking like heater, and it was just, like branding people.
This motherfucker has gotten to the point where he's like, I have a ring just to stamp guys with.
Yeah.
With my symbol.
I thought that was brilliant because it speaks a lot to the character about how angry he's gotten after
this
Man
long
of Steel.
Yeah, and this long bitter, like they say, Alfred said it's like
war.
20 years he's like, I've been doing this. And then you get that one thing where he walks past Jason Todd's
costume
yeah. with uh-huh. the Joker.
Supposedly Jason Todd.
So he's obviously lost a lot. So he's kind of sick of all this crap. And so I find one of the things that was also interesting about Batman in this movie is that he found a very surreptitious way of kind of finishing off the criminal element without actually killing them.
Yeah.
Is branding them, putting them in jail, and then
the brand is
their death sentence in jail.
Or like blowing something up, if you will,
with... blowing a bunch of dudes,
or just straight up killing.
Here's the thing.
Killing
he's not
now.
Shooting people directly, and this is something I'm sure that we're going to cover on
yeah.
later on. But he's a very war weary soldier,
mm-hmm.
where he's uh-huh. just done with the war,
right?
And
yeah.
he wants to get it done as soon as possible. But in a way, he's still upholding his rule. But
yeah.
we'll talk about that more,
okay.
I'm sure.
I'll knock the grenade out of someone's hand and let them blow up. But they
right.
were trying to throw a grenade. That's not my problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I say it's an extension of him saying,
"Oh, you're gonna like
you don't
he
have
says
to die.
To
I don't
Abdul.
Have to save you.
Yeah,
I don't
I
have
to
save
you.
You.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, that's
right.
exactly what I was thinking. So you said the suit was like you liked the suit. I liked it. It was more practical. It was like it was
not.
The,
I don't wouldn't say it's more practical.
I think
Christian Bale's is the most practical.
Christian Bale's feels like an assault suit, like a tactical
that's
weapon.
Practical to
yeah.
me though.
To me the suit is like it because I mean theoretically he's supposed to have it's supposed to be like a Kevlar suit,
right?
I mean,
but
bullets were bouncing off the gauntlets,
right. Well,
the
and
end.
Even the back of his head,
yeah.
like there's a part where a guy goes point blank and
that part was
great. Right,
and he was like ah
right. He's it's almost like he gets bit by a mosquito and he's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
but I mean, theoretically, the suit is supposed to be Kevlar, so it's a heavy-duty suit, but it's no frills, I suppose. Like,
right.
it doesn't look flashy. It
That's
looks
cool.
like this
looks
is
like
this
Batman.
It looks like this is what I put on to go and beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Speaking of, did anyone see the exhibit of Batman suits throughout the movies at Comic-Con when they had them displayed?
No.
Okay. Because it was actually really cool, and they were in cases, and you could, like...
You see the evolution of it?
Yeah, you're like a foot away from them. You can see all the detail. By far, the shittiest one was the George Clooney one. Like,
They
didn't give a fuck. Like, the
but
shoes...
there's nipples on it. That shows a level of...
I know!
The nipple armor.
So.
There's consideration when there's nipples.
Yeah, apparently the nipples were, like, where all of the manpower went, because, like...
Literally.
Ironically.
All of Joel Schumacher's manpower went into the nipples.
We gotta get this right, guys.
Like, Joel, we gotta get on those nips, man. We gotta get on those nips.
If you look at the shoes, like, they
oh
were,
my.
Like...
Oh, my. The shoes?
The shoes were like Nikes that were spray painted black.
Oh my god.
Really?
You're fucking kidding.
Yeah. I didn't even notice until my friend was like, did you notice the George Clooney shoes were just spray painted black? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, look at it.
What can I say? The 90s were big. I'm sorry, the Nikes were big in the 90s.
Fuck.
What about
rockets of Air Jordans and shit?
What about like the Batman and Batman Returns Michael Keaton suits? Were those actual rubber, like big? Because I know that was uncomfortable for him to wear.
I couldn't tell. I mean, I think they were rubber, but yeah, like I will say, none of them looked comfortable to wear at all. Like they all look very stiff and all that shit.
Here's the thing. I feel like Affleck actually filled out the suit well, though, in this one. Like
yeah.
he actually has the size and proportion to be
yeah,
like,
he's fucking huge.
Did you see him training? Did you see him pushing those sleds and doing those weighted pull-ups and shit? That was some fucking Batman training.
I was like,
cool.
Holy fuck.
I was like, when did fucking Batman get into like CrossFit?
I love
that though, because he gets you see the training regimen, and presumably this is what he does every day, all day.
Yeah.
But he's not as big as Henry Cavill, somehow, still. Which makes Henry Cavill's character of Superman feel extra human.
Right.
I don't know. Like, Henry Cavill looks long, and Ben Affleck, and they did a really great way of doing this, and I think they portray this in the comics whenever they put them next to each other. Batman felt squat.
Squat?
Like,
he's
like,
bigger than him. He's taller.
He's taller.
Than him.
Here's the thing.
But leaner.
But here's the thing. Henry Cavill or Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck is taller and leaner. And
here's the thing. I was like, every time I saw Superman and Batman in the shot, Batman always looked shorter and squatter to me.
Really?
And that was like always the image I had in my hand of Batman and Superman together.
Right.
You have this tall, lean, American hero, which is Superman, and this tall, like this gremlin of a man.
Wow,
this Joe Pesci of a Batman.
Like he's fucking Reese Davies in Lord of the Rings to me.
No, he's not Wolverine, like a Wolverine style. Like Batman's supposed to be like 6'2", 6'3".
I get that, but standing next to Superman. Clark Kent, yeah. Superman.
Yeah,
he like in my head, I always like think of him as like squat, kind of gremlinish.
Really.
See, I always think of Superman as leaner, but he doesn't have to have the bulk because his muscles are already super strong. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He doesn't have to work out, really.
He could be, like, thin and like a hipster.
But see, I like that, like, visually they represented Superman as being stronger. It's just, like, he just looks bigger.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, that's because his suit is padded. Like, the actual suit they put him in, it's super padded.
When he takes his shirt off, when you just see him rolling around shirtless, like, he looks fucking...
He's pretty hefty. I mean, Man of Steel, I mean, he looked pretty good with that shirt off.
And like, he looks bigger than Affleck does. Yeah. Maybe it's the way they shot it or whatever, but like he just looks like he's got more mass to him. So like that's the representation to me of like, oh, he's superhuman, whereas Batman is just like very good human.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a female perspective. Which do you think aesthetically?
Which gets you flowing?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like I'm not.
let's get the girl vote.
Let's get the scoop.
I'm not into super muscular guys. That's always been a thing with me.
You like fat boys?
I'm not necessarily fat. Like
so
this
like,
is
more like a Flash type
skinny
girl.
Boys.
Kind of.
We
I mean,
get a fong on for a funnel of love.
That's true.
Like this is the
she
best.
She was able
way.
To nab a dude.
Let her finish.
So,
let her finish.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish.
The best way I can describe my preference is a gamer's build. Where, like, I don't like...
Rippling forearms and finger-twitching muscle skills.
Like, I don't...
That
like,
shit is important.
I don't like a ton of muscle because it's... I don't know. It's
like
gross
Cheetos
to me.
It does a body good type of look.
Yeah, but, like, trim. Yeah. Like, okay. Trim is good.
Trim is good.
Bird-like.
Bird?
What?
Bird-like. Avian.
Avian in nature.
Avian in nature.
I mean, everyone knows that Dan Avidan is my waifu,
oh,
so...
Oh, God. Dan, we love you. Okay.
Open invitation
to both of us.
Suck your dick.
Yep.
Just come on the cast. Just come on the cast for me and Steven.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
So with Batman. So let's continue on. What do you think about his the Batmobile, the Batwing, and the cave? Let's talk about his assets.
That man has assets.
So I liked the Batwing.
You've just been admiring his assets.
I have been admiring those assets.
The Batwing I thought was really awesome. Like that.
I like the Batmobile.
Forward swept delta.
I like the Batmobile a lot.
You were giving me shit about the Batmobile the
when?
Other day. You said you liked the Tumbler better.
When did I say that?
This Batmobile
you might have been drunk, but
I might have been. I most definitely was drunk.
Because you were saying that you didn't like the look of this new Batmobile. And you said you way prefer the Tumbler. And like,
I do still prefer the Tumbler.
It's
but
the
I'm
Tumbler,
not...
but in a car form.
This was more like a narrow profile, more streamlined
version
of Tumbler.
It was a combination of the 89 Batmobile with the Tumbler.
Yeah, right, right,
that
right.
sounds cool.
Right,
and it was cool. Fucking cool. Okay. It was
I'm not awesome. Disputing
He's
that.
He's jumping
it
off buildings
cool.
through trucks
oh,
and shit.
And it, yeah. and it brought back the machine gun cannons that were on the first Batmobile.
What? Which does he get from thing? These wonderful toys?
Yeah. Why does... I just don't understand why Batman needs guns. I don't understand
so let's talk about that for a minute, because there was a lot of gunplay with Batman.
There's a lot of Batman just straight up killing dudes.
Yeah, there's a lot. So let's just go ahead and knock that out right now.
Well, keep in mind, like, Batman originated with guns.
Right.
Yes. And then someone said, maybe we shouldn't have him carry around the
and
weapon
that like
killed
Frank
his
Miller
parents.
Thing, right?
Was but, it a Frank? What? Isn't the guns?
No. No. To where he, like, adopted a code of not being.
No. He's had that for a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Frank Miller actually brought him back to a more brutal version where he's like, I'm not going to kill you, but I'll leave you with a very, very poor quality of life.
Right.
Like I'm going to leave you breathing through a tube for the yeah. rest of your life. That right. was Frank Miller's version of Batman.
The whole, like, the fall from here won't kill him. He's like, I'm counting on it.
Right. I just, here's the problem that I have with the people who cite, well, Batman used to use guns back in the day.
He did. Like,
Batman used to also fight fucking Dracula back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
And nobody fucking said it was bad.
Yeah, well, I said it was fucking bad. I mean, Batman also... There's a scene where Batman literally hangs a guy out of the Batwing in a comic book. Like, he hooks him and just flies around Gotham with this guy hanging from him until he chokes to death and dies. It's fucked up. That's not the Batman that
that I feel like you know and love.
I see.
It's the Batman that, again, will leave you with a very poor quality of life. Like, he'll leave you walking with a limp for the rest of your life.
Well, that's not a superhero. Like,
that's an anti-hero.
It's not even anti-hero.
That's just like straight. That's a villain. Like, when you, that's terrorism. Like, you're hanging somebody and dragging them around the city as like in an effigy or as a representation.
I mean, even what he does in the movie where he's flying the Batwing and he's gunning dudes down in trucks that are shooting back at him, but he's literally just blowing
straight
dudes
up. Them. Yeah. He's not trying to avoid it.
But that's not my Batman to me.
And that I feel like that caught all three of us that saw it. Fong, sorry.
Right. But even caught as explaining to you, I'm sure it catches you off guard.
No, yeah. It catches all of us off guard because we're so used to this standard that we put on him. And we have to remember this is like a 20-year into the war type guy. And maybe he's just so
he's just
tired.
Become the Punisher? Like,
yeah,
maybe.
He slipped into the Punisher mode. Well, here's the thing. When I think of Batman, I always think first that he's a detective and a martial artist. Like, he's the world's greatest detective and one of the world's best martial artists, right?
Right, right.
And so that's his go-to power. But then you could say, like, oh, well, after 20 years of battle, he is weary. He just wants to freaking end it. But then, so that was kind of the whole crux of the movie. The philosophical argument was, how far do we go to punish evil, and how far do we let people go who punish evil go?
And there, you bring up a very good point, because there's a point where Bruce Wayne says, nobody stays good. And
in
then
this world,
Superman
yeah.
says, well, nobody stays good in this world.
Yeah.
They both say the same thing, and by the end of the film, we see that
one of them is dead.
Well, one of them demonstrates that to the other through their death.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Superman dies, Falk.
So, yeah, okay. Spoilers. All right. Superman
Golly.
Dies.
That's fine.
Well, we knew Doomsday was in
I
it,
fucking
so.
Hate Superman, so.
Ooh!
Girl! The goblin is thrown!
I'm a big Batman. You saw the painting in the hallway when you first came in. I'm a big Batman guy.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
Bob Shway is so hurt right now.
I mean,
did you see my wallpaper? Did you just not? Oh, well, it's Superman.
No.
Oh, never mind.
Well,
it's
Superman. I mean, I love Iron Man, so that's why.
Well, so do I, but okay. Well, let's we'll come. we'll cross.
Plays even for the fact that you guys aren't friends anymore.
Let's finish Batman first, okay. And then we'll move on.
Whoa, so, yeah. Like, he's killing dudes.
So he's killing dudes. He's just straight up murdering fuckers.
But here, and there's I thought the one where he grabs the M60 from the dude and is like pointing at the main Russian terrorist who's holding Martha.
I believe you.
Yeah,
that's out of Dark Knight Returns.
I actually like that scene a lot, because even in the most recent one where he kills the Joker for the benefit of Superman, because he knows he's the Joker's just gonna like break out and
kill. You're talking about Injustice.
Yeah. It's not the same thing, but in the same vein, he understands what Superman is standing for now, and he's willing to sacrifice his own beliefs in order to carry out a greater vision.
But here's the problem that I had was, like, I didn't get that not killing people was part of his belief code.
And that's
one of those things where, like, if we had two movies prior to this, one where it establishes the code, the second one where it breaks the code, and then this is, like,
him,
the
compromise
third movie
where he's, like, he's living in that this limbo. Post-war mode.
Okay. That's what this movie needed, was that it needed more setup. To get to the point where it earns, like, Batman is redemptive at this point.
I'll
like,
buy that.
We jumped right into the redemption without, like, any knowledge of, like, okay, this is the beginning of his code, this is why his code breaks, and then this is him regaining it.
We jumped into the third movie of a trilogy that never got made.
Yes, but I want to pose this question to you three-ish.
Okay.
Just get a barometer reading on Fong, but what do you think that will play out if we get those movies post Batman v Superman?
We're gonna do prequels.
Yeah,
they're gonna go back.
Like, yeah, because it seems like Suicide Squad.
Suicide
is almost. I have it in my head where I think that.
Well, Batman's gonna be in it.
Exactly. I think that scene is probably gonna be.
He's. I don't think it's even Affleck. I think it's a stunt guy in the Batman.
Oh, really?
But I suspect that's gonna be like a prequel-ish scene.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, so in this movie, we got a glimpse of Jason Todd's outfit with Robin. Maybe we'll get...
We saw a Robin outfit. We don't know if it's Jason Todd's outfit. Okay.
Did you guys hear about the fan theory that
Jason Todd is the Joker?
Yeah. So you guys have heard.
Here's that, sounds cool.
Here's
the thing I noticed. I don't know if you guys picked it up in the movie, but did you notice that the handwriting in all the letters and the checks...
Look exactly like the Joker.
It looks like the Joker's handwriting.
Yeah.
So what is that saying about who the Joker is slash was or what it means for this universe?
Maybe the Joker is everyone.
Are you doing Tom Waits? Yeah, Tom Waits.
The alcohol would is the dead giveaway.
Chin chin.
What about Alfred?
Jeremy Irons
is good as Alfred.
So good.
Oh, I was thinking you were talking about.
I liked
Frank
him as
Obi Wan
Kenobi.
Oh, okay.
Frank Miller Alfred is.
Frank Miller Alfred.
Yeah.
What is your comics? Like, what is your comics association with Batman? How far back do you go?
I don't know.
Dark Knight Returns. You've done the tome. You did like Year One.
Yeah, I did Year One.
Year One is great.
Year One is fantastic. I haven't read them like in order at all, and it's been sporadically.
I don't think anyone's read Batman in order.
This is how far I've read back. I read the fucking ads that they used to do for Hostess back in like
the '50s. Yeah, okay.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Okay, so like they used to do like these little mini comics because they had sponsors like Hostess cakes and stuff. So it would be like a one page thing and done. And there was one where it was like the police force had just arrested the Joker because they caught him trying to poison the water supply for Gotham. And like one of the cops goes, "Hey, what are you doing after this?" And he's just like, "I'm gonna get a Hostess pie. Oh, Hostess cherry pies are so good, a flaky crust." And like starts describing Hostess pies, and then the other cop just, "He's not getting any Hostess pies, but he's going."
Oh man. Did they just write that into the comic for like
yeah,
a page?
That was in the comic, and then and then the Joker's response is, "Well, I don't like Hostess pies." Oh, no wonder he's crazy. No wonder he's crazy. No, not just because he decided to poison the city's water supply for what seems like no reason.
Well, he doesn't. He's a Joker. He doesn't really have reasons.
And in all fairness, like that was very effective because I want a Hostess pie right now.
Some men just want a Hostess pie,
the size of a tangerine.
Not liking Hostess pies is indeed criminal, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if that's supposed to be canon or
not. It's unfucking American is what it is.
But like that was a thing that they'd attach like at the end of the comics, and it was the same characters and shit, so I maybe?
We're going to add a new rule to the Nerd Funnel drinking game tonight.
Oh, yes. Okay. Shit.
Anytime a snack product such as Hostess or Little Debbie is brought up, take a drink.
How often do we actually do that, though?
Well, now.
But that's why it's take
a
drink.
Well, like tonight it was like Cheetos, and that was it, yeah. And Hostess.
Yeah. If you go back and listen, I talk a lot about junk food throughout our podcast.
If you hadn't noticed, we're trying to clamor for sponsors.
We've talked about Twinkies. We've talked about all sorts of stuff.
We're reaching out to
Hideo Kojima, we're shilling like shameless whores.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Number one on our list is Hideo Kojima, of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because we figured it's his younger brother. We got his little brother on top, so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Baby Kojima.
What did you guys think about the which I didn't know until you told me was the Batcave and the lake entrance, the new, so the mansion's burned.
Yeah. Which I feel like they should explain
that. Needs explaining
too. No, I think it's great that they didn't. Because it's just like, this happened. He's a fucking asshole.
Something happened where the mansion is gone. He's living in this weird lake house type of thing with hookers. Like, did you get that impression, by the way?
What?
No, I think
he's drinking expensive wine with hookers.
He fucking picks up classy ladies. No. He's a fucking billionaire.
He's a man of class.
He's a man of class.
He's got to keep up the lie.
It feels like they're
the
escorts.
Bruce Wayne mask.
It felt like an escort to me. Like he was. I don't know. Like rewatch it. It felt like an escort to me.
Fucking like, yeah, not that you would know, but
like, wow. I like that you're reaching out. You're like, tell us about escorts.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. Fucking gold digging ladies.
Okay. Well, that's certainly not me because
I know it's not you.
I mean, you've seen my fiance and the relative shithole we live in. So
it's a nice place.
Why do you?
Why did you go up like six octaves?
That's what you say when you're being hesitantly truthful.
That's his line. That's voice.
That's the timbre your voice takes.
We just live 40 minutes apart.
I got the feeling that it's like Bruce Wayne is very lonely and he picks up kind of prostitute-y women.
Or at least ladies that hang around in like hotel bars, something like that.
Or who he is.
I mean, that's what you do when you have a shit ton of money. Like, he's supposed
is
to
that
be...
Is that what you do? I need to make a lot more money.
Well, like, he makes an obscene amount of money and you always, like, hear the stories.
Not having
of, like,
to do anything. Well, thanks to Morgan Freeman.
Well, maybe it was to reinforce the fact that he is, like, maybe morally compromised. Like,
and
why he is killing people
rich.
Well, in all fairness, you don't see him bag it up. So, like, that is morally compromised.
Yeah,
like he's just raw dogging all of these. Fucking
I mean, wait, why do you? Why would you see him bag it up in a Batman movie?
But in
I guess in my imagination, he's not bagging
fucking
it up.
Batman has seen some things. He has no time to wrap it up. Okay,
he's got everything in that the utility belt except a bat sack.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does it look like a tiny bat as well?
Oh, bat sack.
Yeah, that's great. Why are you peeling? Don't do that.
I'm doing it so I can lean back.
But what?
Fine, I'll fucking leave it.
The lake opening and closing. That's cool. From Arkham Knight, right?
Yeah, it's from the trailer in Arkham Knight. That's the first time I haven't seen it. At least
wasn't the Arkham Knight Batmobile kind of similar to this one as well?
Yeah, it was.
I
feel like they're tying it into that universe a little bit, like aesthetically, the visual aesthetics of it. Which I like, because I've liked all of the Arkham games' designs for Batman.
Has there been any other one where there's a lake entrance like that?
I've only seen it in the Arkham. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Nerd Funnel listener, but...
I like how you singular. Didn't pluralize that.
Yeah. No.
Singular.
We got one.
And it's me.
For sure.
I just re-listened to
episodes. Yeah, usually it's like a cave or like boosting into a cave behind a waterfall. Right. Or
yeah, exactly.
But it's that there's a platform that lowers and he shoots out of a lake, which is kind of awesome.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And I've seen it only in the Arkham Knight trailer, so I assume that's probably where it is, because I don't remember seeing it in the comics.
It's just missing
ever.
A large penny.
Yeah, ugh, dude. Mm-hmm. Or a Tyrannosaurus Rex, or like that would have been... I wish that they had put something like that, but it's too comic booky. They're trying to ground it a little bit more.
I see.
What'd you think about his interactions with? Let's start kind of trailing in. Let's talk about his interaction with Wonder Woman, Diana Prince. So,
Gal Gadot.
So that was a
girl.
She's the Hulk of this movie. She kind of steals every scene she's in.
Yeah,
she's,
she does.
I mean,
awesome.
I was talking to the lady about this tonight, and we both agreed the best scene in the movie is it's like literally maybe like 2 seconds, and it's Doom. She's fighting Doomsday and she gets knocked back and she's like standing up again and she's reaching for her sword, but she looks up and just looks over her eyelids and just smiles. She's a warrior.
She's like getting off on the battle.
Right. She's like, oh, it's been a while. This is good.
See, and she's the only one that treats like this like a comic book movie, like this is actually something that you can have fun, because the whole movie is so weighted. It was the only time
it's
when I saw
dour.
Her it's very dour. She was the only glimmer of fun in this movie, like the only like lighthearted fun part, I think, is because she was having fun with the battle, and then the interaction between her and Bruce Wayne.
Do you feel like they painted themselves into a corner because of Man of Steel, though? Where, like, Man of Steel had a very dour...
They set the tone for it.
Right.
And it fits the character, how juvenile he is in his...
I don't know why. I thought you were going to say Chewy.
That is so...
You motherfucker, you!
There was just a huge emphasis on the Jew syllable.
I know, you went with the hard J, which definitely sounds racist.
Madam, you misinterpreted my... character. Sorry. How dare you? I look upon the Hebrew people with great
with great favor.
Great favor.
Okay,
let's move on from this.
What was the
juvenile. Like, it's kind of like a sophomoric. He's like, in Man of Steel, he's like kind of finding himself.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, the whole picture, he's like, he's doing the right thing, but he's kind of like wondering, is this the right thing to do? Because
according to his dad,
he's still trying to figure it out, and he has to. And him running into his father is him trying to
justify it.
Okay, let's clarify. So he climbs out. He runs away for a while. He does his little emo running away.
Yeah. And bring up your issue with that scene, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, he goes up and talks about... He's having a conversation with his dead father in his mind, but okay. You see Kevin
Costner. We don't know that was in his mind, though.
Well, what did he do? Like, fly away in the tornado and get whisked up to the top of a mountain and be okay?
We don't know that. We don't know. No,
he's just listening to it in his head.
Did he fly around the world, turn back time, and talk to his father?
Oh, man.
It wasn't that bullshit.
Deleted scene from Man of Steel.
It wasn't that much bullshit.
He goes up to the top of the mountain and is talking to Kevin Costner. And
which was this revelation. I really like Kevin Costner in Man of Steel, so that was awesome to me.
But so
I didn't.
He was talking to his son about like what you know. I don't what he should do, what I shouldn't do. But mm-hmm. in the film later on, Superman's talking about how his father was or like Superman was never really real. It was just the idea of a farmer from Kansas, and we get that sense from Kevin Costner's appearance in this film, which we don't know if it's real or not, if it's real imagined. But in the Man of Steel film, Kevin Costner was all about like hiding that shit.
He's like, not don't fucking
don't
tell
do
anybody.
This. Don't yeah. say
no,
me.
He doesn't say don't. He says maybe you shouldn't. Like he leaves it up to his son.
I don't know. It's
no, he leaves it up to his son to find his own.
I know,
way.
But then he says, he
does it in such a way that a father would say, like maybe you shouldn't do this. But like in like the subtext is like don't do this or I'm gonna fucking whip the shit out of you.
No, I don't feel that.
No, it doesn't matter if he did or not because in this movie he says to Lois there's the dream of a farmer from Kansas right. And yeah. That was not his dream. It wasn't like he was like rooting for him. In fact, it was Jarrell saying like you can save all these people. Go down and save those motherfuckers before the ship blows.
Right.
You know, like he was
you
saying
can save them. You can save them all.
I know exactly. You float out like space Jesus and fly down. And save them
that
all.
That is who Superman is space
yeah.
Jesus.
He is. Dude, Zack Snyder is not sparing in this movie, in Man of Steel, or this movie with the biblical references.
And I like
nice.
In,
at all.
Here's the thing: this is the labels that we've put on Superman, and this movie. I feel like a lot of reasons why people don't like it, of how the portrayal of Superman is because he's coming to terms with that.
So okay, let's switch.
That
gears.
He's not a man. That he's God.
When Man of Steel means he's still a man,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And maybe he can't be hurt, but he still has to deal with...
No, he hurts on the inside a lot, according
exactly.
to all of this.
Physical damage doesn't hurt him, but he has to...
Emotional sadness.
He has to come to terms with the emotional impact of what he's trying to accomplish, and whether or not he really... if he goes by what everyone else is thinking, there's like it's totally mixed opinions. He's going out to save people just because he's trying to be the right guy, do the right thing, or is he acting in a way that he's trying to assert his authority over humankind?
Right.
So and he himself, I feel like, is trying to struggle with that himself.
So the thing with Superman is like,
and that's why we get this dour kind of.
It's that's the dourness is an interesting conundrum because he can't. On that front, he can't win. I think that's the point that's being made here. Is like they have this whole like all these Senate hearings, and there's this big controversy over oh he's an immigrant and we don't want immigrants, and the Senate's like oh what's his agenda? Like we want to make sure that if he has an agenda, like what he's doing, that it's for alignment with
for the
us.
American way.
Yeah, exactly. So they, you know, it's kind of dealing with this independence versus control and. You know, finding a home, he's copying to world, and that's never going to be. There's no resolution to that. There's only ways to move forward around those things.
And put yourself mm-hmm. in that headspace. How could you not have turmoil, like inner turmoil, like trying to find peace in that?
But so the thing is that he's trying to find the peace in that. But I feel like the film doesn't do a good job of showing. I mean, towards the end, he finds his peace by sacrificing himself to save,
right,
everyone. Mm-hmm. But I think the real resolution where he's like, his mother says, oh, you don't owe them anything. And he's like, yeah, but just because I don't owe them anything, the very knowledge of the fact that I can do something for them, like something great,
yeah.
Like that puts the responsibility on me, even if they are not asking for it. And no matter what I do, they're going to impress on me their conceptions of what I should be. Like, they're going to think I have an agenda one way or the other. There's no, I can't just go out and do good just because I want to, and they wouldn't believe me if I told them that.
Right.
Well, that's kind of what he says at the very beginning of the movie when you see him, when he's having the bathtub scene with Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, fucking sexy, dude.
I see. I thought that made her like.
No, that scene in particular.
Oh well, okay.
It was pretty sexy. Where he's.
I
like,
thought we were talking about Amy Adams.
Amy Adams is gorgeous. She's an American treasure.
Yeah. Agreed.
Disagree.
Really?
Wow. Disagree. I don't think she's not in.
Ivan has an unpopular opinion. Finish
like,
drinks.
I mean, like, you know, I mean, everyone has their own, you know.
I've already
for different folks, yeah. But I don't think she's in top form in this movie.
No, I mean, I agree. She's not in top form. Like,
she looked better in the last one, but I mean, this is purely on fucking like nothing.
You mean aesthetically?
Aesthetically,
okay.
Aesthetically, I think she's gorgeous.
Well, I think she's gorgeous too. I think in her character
Gal Gadot
in this film
just outshone.
That's not fair. Gal Gadot is like
Wonder Woman.
She's playing
girl.
Wonder Woman,
and the Chinese chick who gets blown up.
Oh fuck that girl,
Lex Luthor's.
I would very much like Mercy. To. As
I, by the way, I fucking hated that character,
Lex Luthor.
No, what? Not Lex Luthor.
Mercy.
Who? Mercy.
Oh,
she's barely in
she's
it.
Barely there. Is that why you hated her?
That's why I hated her. It was like, oh, silent, subservient Asian girl. Okay.
Okay, then okay. I do hate that. No, yeah. I take it back, but yeah. She was hot.
I found Lois Lane to be painfully helpless in this one.
Lolo?
I mean, because she went in. She went in. She got taken hostage like 5 different times. She threw away the weapon. That
she
was
got
gonna,
stuck under a rock.
She got stuck in a rock.
Wow.
She throws away the. She tosses away the
one fucking thing that could end it.
And then she tosses it away. So basically, she causes.
She has no foresight.
No. Then she makes Superman go on after it, and then he picks it up. It's a kryptonite weapon, so it's weakening him.
She is a reporter. How does she not have foresight?
Yeah. Exactly.
And
She
I
does
mean,
fuck in a bathtub, though, which is kind of hot.
I understand the bathtub scene. Like, they wanted to make her, you know, sexy and give her some vulnerability. But I thought she was too vulnerable and not proactive and strong enough in this one, actually. Because I feel like
she was very proactive in the first one. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one, sure. She was just, like, running support for Superman. And, like, every time Superman got knocked down, the flow of the movie got interrupted because they had to sit there and, like, make out and tell
you,
her they loved
you were,
her.
You were, like, squirming so hard at the very last scene where he was trying to like
he's
tell
doing
her
the goodbye.
That he's doing the goodbye. You were squirming so
it was,
hard.
It felt like a waste. It felt like a waste of time.
And you were squirming for very good reason. It felt
needless. It didn't feel deserved. I didn't feel anything. That's the worst part of this film is I didn't. When Superman made sacrifice, I didn't feel anything.
I see.
Okay. I didn't feel like it was earned. I didn't feel like he grew.
But how much better would you have felt if there was one movie in between this?
Yeah, like if,
one more movie to get to know the Superman, just a little, just like 2 more hours with the Superman, and it would have felt a lot more earned.
Mm. I agree. This is the
flesh
trilogy
out that turmoil.
This is the third movie of a trilogy.
To me, this was like a fifth movie.
Yeah,
this was like there should have been Man of Steel, one more Superman movie, 2 more Batman movies, or at least 1 Batman movie. And then this movie.
And plus, once I saw what was going to happen, and once Doomsday was the movie, I knew that he was probably going to die.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would have the balls to do it. I really didn't think they would have the balls to do it.
I mean, they're going to kill him, but it's not going to mean anything because he's just going to come back. Like,
you know he's going to come back because they already have
like,
announced
if
Man
this,
of Steel
if it,
2.
It won't mean anything because if this was the last one in like that long like trilogy or 5 movies, then I would believe it.
Right.
And it would have significance, but he's just going to come back.
But he's not going to come back for a while.
It might take a little time.
I honestly don't think they're going to
get
him
familiar with the arc, the 90s arc, the life and death, the death and return of Superman, where Doomsday kills Superman, and Superman kills Doomsday?
No.
And then 4
so.
Supermen.
And then there's a period where he's gone, and there's these 4 people arise to kind of take his place.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then
there's like a Superman that looks like a Terminator, like he's got half a face.
So there's
a
4 there's nice. 4 Superman that come. So Doomsday is a Kryptonian weapon that comes to Metropolis, and basically it's a slugfest, and they just end up killing each other.
I see. Okay.
And which
they Rocky and Apollo it.
Yeah, basically they just go head to head.
They knock each other out and they both die.
One of the first like perceived
permadeaths.
I think
one of those person walked away from that fight.
So then Superman dies
Ivan Drago.
Okay. Temporarily.
I see.
So basically goes in like this regenerative state, like this Kryptonian regeneration state.
Oh, okay.
And then
like a chrysalis.
Like uh-huh. Kellex brings it back to the fortress and he has to recharge for a while. So in the meantime,
apparently you can only do on Earth because it would have worked out for Jor-El.
You know, right? It didn't work out. Like, why didn't they do it to Zod?
No.
Oh, I guess they did use his dead body. They'd use Zod's dead body to create Doomsday.
It's all bullshit.
So, just a bunch of science-y bullshit. Yeah. But in
science,
Death Return, there was a clone. They cloned him, made Superboy. There was a computerized Kryptonian android version called the Eradicator that came up. There was the Cyborg, which is a combination of
Cyborg,
Hank Henshaw and Kryptonian technology.
And then there was Steel, Black Superman.
And then there was Black Superman. There was Steel, John Henry Irons, who was just a dude in exoskeleton armor that came up. And they were pretty sure it
was played by Shaquille O'Neal in the 90s.
Oh, the extra episode movie.
That's amazing.
It was pretty bad. But eventually,
did he rap?
I wish he did. I wish that it was more of a Kazam type of situation. Because we all know that movie's fucking gold and an instant classic. I wish it was Kazam doing Shaq Fu in the movie still.
So
that's a deep cut. That's Kazam a deep cut. Shaq Fu.
That's just cuts me right to the SNES.
Yeah, no, right? I was about to say, there's a video game of Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu, that is
there
the
game. This game exists.
There's something other than the video game of Shaq Fu?
There was a rap album.
What?
Are you fucking
Shaq
kidding
had a rap
me?
Album.
Shaq Fu was a rap album before it was an SNES
okay,
video
Okay, listen,
game?
I'm almost 30 and I did not know that.
Dude, your Shaq lore is lacking, man.
Man.
I'm done. You're tripping on the Shaq lore.
I officially resigned from the cast.
No.
Shaqpocalypse now. Come on. Get there.
So the sacrifice seems... And, like, what I didn't understand was that it didn't... A lot of the plot twist didn't make any sense and felt connived because... Or contrived because, like, okay, Diana's a warrior princess, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't they have her handle the spear? It doesn't hurt her to have the spear. Why didn't they have her chuck it in to...
She didn't know it was there. I felt, again, with the Jesus allegory of, like, spear of destiny.
Yeah, and I think Superman had... felt like it was incumbent upon him having wrought this upon humanity.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is kind of his fault.
It is his fault.
It's pretty 100% much his fault. And that's a
but
point.
But at the same time, he couldn't do anything about it at the same time.
Well, I mean, he killed Zod, so like...
He could have not killed Zod.
But then he sacrificed humanity?
He could have just left him with a very poor quality of life. What he could have done is he could have broken his kneecaps and broken his arms... And then just, like, every couple weeks, come in and re-break his arms and kneecaps.
Because...
Keeping him permanent broken
Superman
status.
Again.
Listen, with the yellow sun, I think it would be, like, more fucking, like, labor-intensive than that.
Monthly breaking of Zod's lips.
Did he find it strange that he was able
to... The version of Superman. It's the monthly breaking of the limbs of Zod.
And super uneventful, because it will be the same fucking thing every month.
It almost feels like an Aztec ritual. Like, they should do it on top of a ziggurat.
Did you see Zod in like a Stephen Hawking wheelchair? And the doorbell rings and he's like, oh shit, not again.
Is it that time of the month?
He has to blow into the thing. He doesn't even have use of his fingers anymore.
Oh, mercy on Zod.
So didn't we find this interesting?
Zod kneels before you. Stop, please stop. He's blowing to run away.
Oh my god. Did anyone find it interesting that so Superman snapped Zod's neck and it killed him? Superman took so Kryptonian also took a nuclear blast head on and did not die.
I'm okay with that though.
That makes sense.
They gave the Dark Knight Returns skeleton Superman, zombie Superman imagery. So I was like, okay, I'm in.
Did you also find it interesting that even though his skin was flaking off and eroding to space, that his suit was immaculate?
Yeah.
That
but
suit,
then somehow
Kryptonian
somehow
fucking engineering, bro.
But somehow Doomsday's claw can penetrate it.
Yeah.
Kryptonian engineering, bro. What can I
and
say?
The whole Batman versus Superman fight, the actual part where they were fighting.
It was great.
That was good, except I found the whole pretense, like, why didn't Superman just yell and be like, hey, they got my mom... Stop.
Help me.
He did.
He could have physically just held Batman still and be like, listen to me very carefully.
These are two extremely driven individuals. It totally is in character for fucking Bruce Wayne Batman to be like, fuck you. We're doing this. You're going down, motherfucker.
You're going down.
You're going down. And I fucked your mother.
The whole system is going down, brother.
So now Al Pacino is Batman now.
Yeah.
You better listen here, Superman.
If it's between you and me, brother, you are going down.
It didn't seem like there was, like, there needed to be a stronger reason for them to fight just because Lex had it over, like, I just felt.
What was Lex's plan?
To get
there was no motivation.
There didn't seem.
Not even motivation. I'll go with the fact that, like, Lex is just crazy. What was the plan?
To get them to fight?
Why? Like, what did he okay, if he thought that, okay, if
I think he was betting on Batman, though.
Okay, he's betting on Batman to kill Superman, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, why create Doomsday, then?
Because he can? B. I don't know.
But it doesn't make any sense.
God complex?
It's, okay, so he frames Superman in the desert with, like, some type of special ops team.
Yeah.
He frames Superman for killing people with bullets.
Right.
Because Superman uses bullets. Yeah. But whatever.
And frames him again in the Senate.
And then he frames him again in the Senate. So he frames him in the desert to lure him to the Senate to blow up the Senate to eventually get him to fight Batman,
but
who, just in case Batman doesn't kill him, to make Doomsday.
Didn't make
but
sense.
But this is as... It makes as much sense as the Joker's plan in Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Returns.
Gentlemen, it couldn't be simpler.
No, but he doesn't have a plan. He doesn't make plans.
He does have a plan.
He does whatever's next.
He does have a plan.
It makes about as much sense as Dark Knight Rises' Talia al Ghul's plot, where it's just like, what? Like, this doesn't... What? You could have killed Batman if you knew that this was Batman.
Right.
Maybe she's trying to kill the symbol. I can't remember it.
Well,
he's got
this whole "I want to be God" complex. So I think he saw.
I like Jesse Eisenberg.
He saw these icons, like, standing the way.
I like Jesse Eisenberg too.
He saw these icons
standing in the way.
He saw these icons standing in the way of what he could become to the human man. It's like Superman's getting my way. Like, I'm gonna be top dog. And so remember he had that painting in his house about
that was kind of a cool metaphor,
and he flipped it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he sees himself as the angel trying to rise to fight these demons that are coming down because he flips the painting upside down as a representation of it. I think he's super powerful and he feels threatened and wants to be top dog.
But then why does he submit himself to, well, what we realize at the end is Darkseid?
Because he learns about Darkseid in the fucking the ship.
How did he learn about that? Quick sidebar.
The computer's like, oh, we have knowledge from 1,000 galaxies or whatever, and then it's like, teach me.
Actually, quick sidebar, they just released a deleted scene today where he meets with one of, apparently, Darkseid's minions.
Parademons.
Parademons, but something like...
Granny Goodness?
Something
Khan. Oh, Kongle?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Justice League threads the little hints in a minute. Let's kind of finish up on the Superman Wonder Woman side of things.
I liked Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot is bad.
She was.
Gal Gadot's awesome.
Beyond.
Do you see that in the picture? They had Chris Pine as Trevor in there.
Steve Trevor. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
But
are they going to ship together, or do you think – are you going to ship Bruce Wayne and
I always will ship a Bruce Wayne Wonder Woman.
There might be – now that you mentioned, there might be prequels to this movie like you were talking about earlier, because they're going to have to go back for Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is going
to be – it's going to be prequel, so they might have to go back for Batman too. Maybe this is the third movie in a trilogy, and we're just getting the third part first, and then the third.
For doing prequels.
Yeah, but then that's a dumb way to set it up.
So maybe the Justice...
Or it's fucking brilliant. I think it would be kind of brilliant if they started with the end game and then, like, built up to it.
Maybe they're going to do it this way. Maybe this is going to be the crux of it. The Batman vs. Superman is going to be the crux in the middle, and the Justice League movies are going to go forward, and then the prequels are going to go... Or the individual here movies are going to go backwards.
Throw in the backstory.
And they're going to kind of radiate out backwards and forwards from the central point.
Fuck them for that.
I don't know.
Fuck them and their stupid asses.
It's a new way to do things.
It's a stupid fucking way to do things. Fuck them if they do that.
No, fuck you.
You don't know until we've done it. No one's done it yet.
No one's done it. Maybe the reason why we hate this so much is because we don't have the fucking missing puzzle pieces.
We don't have the full picture
yet. But then fuck them for doing that to us.
Fuck them
for making me spend $40 to go watch a fucking movie that is incomplete.
Because they have
fuck
fucking $30 billion
to go see a movie.
Because I'm irresponsible with money.
because we have theaters out here that will serve you alcohol.
Well, yeah, I've been to those, but they're only like 20
and they're
bucks,
fucking
20,
worth it.
25?
Well, but me and the lady.
Okay, yeah, I was like, by yourself, like 40 bucks.
Well,
plus a drink.
You
or two.
Drink enough, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
If they do that, fuck them.
They're gonna Konami the fuck out of us. Yeah. I bet you. God.
They're gonna Metal Gear Solid this bitch.
I know.
Oh my
right?
god. They're gonna make me hate Batman.
It's gonna be Justice League Solid.
Justice League Solid.
And then they come out with the monthly breaking of Zod.
Oh, no. I would watch that movie. That would be an amazing movie.
Dude. I would go broke seeing that movie.
It's just like 10 minutes. I would just watch a 10-minute movie of Henry Cavill snapping Zod's limbs.
Considering...
See you next month!
It's more of like a Portlandia skit.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
With
I'll
like,
watch
that. With like a mellow, kind of like melancholy like violin and piano soundtrack behind it, and just him walking in, and like just a montage of different types of breaks, different types of breaks, and oh, it'll be hilarious.
I want to watch a movie or a show of Jennifer Garner making chocolate chip scones because apparently these were delicious.
Okay,
and
I'm willing to go
and
around
if they're fucking spongy or fucking flaky,
and bringing them into the Batcave and serving them to Ben Affleck in the Batsuit,
and then he can be real sad because they're not together anymore.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ben Affleck.
He's like, then you can watch.
Are we doing the Peanuts song?
Yeah, it's the
Peanuts
Christmas
song.
Have you guys never seen fucking
Jennifer Garner can walk in the Batcave and Ben Affleck can go, "Do you bake?"
Have you guys never seen Arrested Development? Honestly,
Arrested Development.
I haven't
not my
seen
jam.
All of it. No.
What?
I'm sorry, but I don't have like cable anymore.
But you have Netflix.
Well, yeah. I've been fucking busy. I tutor, and I do marketing, and I explain to foreign exchange students what the fuck marijuana is.
All you have to explain about
Arrested Development is that Arrested Development is bullshit and it's super overrated.
Fuck you. You're
Steven has an unpopular opinion.
An incredibly unpopular opinion, which is bullshit this time.
No, Arrested Development is complete hipster
nonsense.
Hashtag
Steven has the wrong opinion.
No. Honestly,
take a drink.
Arrested Development is complete hipster nonsense.
No. It is highbrow humor that is above any. It's not actually funny,
but everyone likes to pretend it's funny.
Bullshit. I will fight you until the end of time on this one. It is highbrow humor that is.
No, Frasier is highbrow humor.
Frasier is highbrow humor.
No, fuck that.
Frasier's way smarter.
Frasier's
than
way
Arrested
better
Development.
Than Arrested Development.
No. Arrested Development is.
Arrested Development is fucking inception. Netflix humor before Netflix was even created.
Arrested Development is the inception of comedy, in the sense that people who are dumb think that it's smart and they like to watch it and make themselves feel smart by watching it. But it's bullshit because it's actually not that smart.
No, all right, let's bring it back to just
more shit. That
no,
is
that's
absolute...
the end. The host has said no. You game over. You can't talk anymore.
Fucking yield. This is not the fucking Senate floor. I will fucking filibuster the shit out of
you. You just said it wasn't the Senate floor. Why are you filibustering?
Yeah, right. You just kind of you just Ouroboros yourself in your logic, man.
Sorry, you're absolutely right. You're right. One of you is right. So
okay,
I'll concede.
Batman versus Superman.
Fucking, like,
let's talk about the Justice League character drops that came in, the hints that came in, and then the dark.
Aquaman looked
dark
badass.
Side. Aquaman looked pretty cool.
Wait,
Jason
did
Momoa.
They do New 52 Aquaman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chainmail Aquaman.
Chainmail Aquaman with tattoos and shit. He looked pretty good.
Tribal Aquaman.
So basically, awesome. For Fong, the setup for the Justice League was that Lex Luthor and had a bunch of files on metahumans.
Uh-huh.
And Gal Gadot was trying to go after to get the information he had on her, a picture of her and Steven Trevor from like 1918, like World War One.
Oh, okay.
And so in the files, there's also files on the Flash, which is like a department or a convenience store video of him saving the holdup at super speed.
Uh-huh.
Like a submersible recon video of Aquaman chilling, like flying or shooting around in an underwater wreckage.
All right,
and he like shoots off at super speed before he stabs the camera thing with the trident.
Was that supposed to be him shooting off? I thought that was him knocking. I thought that was supposed to be him generating enough power to like shoot this thing off. Like he
No, he stabbed it and then he takes off at like super speed underwater.
Oh, see, I thought it was him hitting
no,
it.
No, he goes okay. Supersonic
like,
underwater.
If he wants to like make sure he's not seen, he takes a extremely long time to like
He's underwater, it's slow.
Maybe he's not.
But he's fucking Aquaman.
Maybe he's not sure what it is because he doesn't go above water that much. But he doesn't know what the fuck
he's
it is.
He's like, what is this?
What's a submarine thing? I'm just going to stab it and get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to stab if you live,
Zod in the submarine trying to get away from Superman.
If you live in the bottom of the ocean and to survive, I think the correct modus operandi would be stab first. Get the fuck out. Ask questions later.
Which would explain why.
So you're Ash from Ash versus Evil Dead.
Pretty much. Oh, and then Cyborg. We get
the
test footage of a mother box. Which
By the
is,
way, Miles Dyson.
Miles Dyson. So we've got a torso and some limbs and the experimentation. Okay. That's documented footage. And there's a mother box. We don't know where he got it from. Mother box is one of Darkseid's computers that makes boom tubes to Apocalypse, the planet where Darkseid's
teleportation system.
And the mother box fuses with the cyborg technology and starts generating limbs off of Cyborg, and that's all we get. So that's how that
Cyborg is such a great character.
Cyborg's gonna be awesome. Cyborg's gonna be freaking cool. But
he's not traditionally like a Justice League character.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
He is in the New 52. They're swapping him in for.
He was a Teen Titans character originally, and then in the New 52 he becomes.
They swapped him. Oh, okay, cool. They swapped Martian Manhunter out for him.
Because Martian Manhunter is bullshit.
He's actually pretty cool, but
Martian Manhunter is not cool. A guy who get brought to his knees by a matchbook is not fucking cool.
It's a psychological hangup.
It's not a psychological hangup. Like,
now you want to filibuster this shit?
No, we're gonna table it for another time.
Let's put it this way. My favorite moment in one of my favorite moments in Grant Morrison's JLA run back in the early 90s is when he captures one of the white Martians and he just leaves him hanging. He hangs him.
Wow.
Essentially. And he leaves a book of matches and he goes, I know your secret. And it's like, if a book of matches can bring down your entire fucking race, you're not that superhuman.
But why? I actually don't
also,
know
Also, you know what? Interesting
the,
enough.
The magnesium.
What I never got about this is that the fire that he's so afraid of, the fire didn't really burn on Mars. None of oxygen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But theoretically, I guess there was a time when it
when
did.
When it did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, is he just afraid of fire or what?
Yeah, he's fearful.
Him individually, or is it in like?
It's ingrained into Martians.
It's Green Lantern.
It's a genetic
rules?
Phobia.
Yeah, it's a genetic phobia.
Okay.
All Martians do not like fire. So like that's why Batman defeats like these people by just like he lights them up. He just literally just sets them on fire and is like, "Fuck you guys."
Yeah. I'm not a superhuman, but setting me on fire is my weakness as well.
Setting me on fire, drowning me, kind of anything that anybody would be put through.
You know, it'd be kind of funny is if Batman could defeat Superman and Martian Manhunter by having a kryptonite Christmas lights on a Christmas tree, having them sit down next to it, and then setting the Christmas tree on fire. Done.
I'm sure it was in one of the Endgame, like fucking, like.
That's one of his plans.
Batman destroys the DC universe. Sorry, type of game.
He's like, come on, plan. Kryptonite Christmas tree light on fire. Okay.
Combustible done. Christmas tree. Combustible
and
Christmas.
Zod's just like, fine.
Okay.
Save me, Batman. I like the idea of Batman, of Zod,
Zod
calling
in a
out,
fucking wheelchair.
Invoking Batman to save him from this psychotic Superman who breaks his legs every 3 months.
How does Batman defeat Wonder Woman? What was his plan for her?
In the comics, what he does is he traps her in because she's super competitive and a warrior.
Right.
Essentially, what he does is he traps her in a holographic state in her mind, where she is fighting an indomitable being, like she's fighting Chitara in the image, and she's just. It's a Chitara that cannot be beaten because it's constantly multiplying. So essentially she gets herself worked up to the point where she has a heart attack. He gets her to overexert herself to the point where her heart explodes.
Okay. This was in Doom, right?
Well, Doom
they had that scenario.
Justice League Doom.
Okay, yeah, Justice League Doom in Tower of Babel, the comics, but which was Justice League Doom.
Right.
So Flash makes an appearance in this one too.
Mexican Flash.
Mexican Flash.
I thought it was Asian.
No. In the dream that Bruce Wayne has. So
no, yeah. I know.
Where he travels back in time.
All those brown skinned, long haired fellas all look like Asian to me.
Whoa. Let's not.
They all look like apparently juveniles.
let's not start talking hard hitting truth here. Batman falls asleep on the bat computer while he's waiting.
Is that what it's called?
Decryption.
Bat-pewter. The Flash comes through what I can only assume is a temporal vortex that he created because he has the speed force.
Right.
And that's what he can do, according to Flashpoint.
According to everything.
Yeah. And so he's telling him that Lois is the key and that you're right about him, whoever him is. That's all we get. Those are the only teasers we get. We see him. He's kind of got like
Did he actually say Lois?
Yeah. And he's got kind of like this armor on, which is kind of cool. So we can assume he's coming from an embattled future.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Which also lends to my theory that Justice League's going to happen going forward and the sequels are going to, or the original, the hero individual movies are going to happen coming up to Justice League.
I didn't interpret what he said when he came back, when he was talking about the her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was Lois.
He says Lois.
Specifically.
So that's
in my mind, I guess I ascribed, because he's saying like she's the key.
Yeah.
In my head, I guess I was like, he's talking about Wonder Woman, like, which makes more sense to me.
But her name's Diana.
No, I know, but I guess I missed the part where he actually called out Lois.
It was Lois.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then
that makes it worse then for me. Like, so that's a less interesting version of it.
Then he has the dream of.
But I mean, that would explain why Superman becomes like Hitler, Super Hitler.
Maybe they're gonna do Injustice.
No. Maybe
they're gonna do Injustice.
That would be cool.
What's Injustice? Explain
Injustice is Batman versus Superman. Like, Superman becomes totalitarian government, and so Batman is freedom fighter terrorist.
The Joker kills Lois Lane, and Superman loses his shit and goes like just complete
he's like,
military.
Fuck it. You guys
rule.
Cannot rule yourselves, so I'm a.
He's
rule
like, I'm
you.
Done. He's like, I'm done. That's why we had the police force, the banners with the
right,
Superman
Yeah.
In Batman's dream, and he's
and
like
the parademons,
and the parademons. He's the freedom fighter. That's like working against. So we have this kind of mix. We have an apocalypse coming to Earth and Doomsday. I'm sorry, Darkseid, which is the Omega symbol and everything. So we have that possible future. But then there's also these Superman warriors. So maybe the future they're looking at is a mix of Injustice, an Injustice future where Superman is ruling the Earth, and then Darkseid comes to Earth.
Yeah. And then Darkseid is like just okay. Or like he's one of Darkseid's henchmen. Yeah. Like, he's become, like, a granny goodness new god.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah, so that's a good point. So I think that's the direction they're going to take it.
And Batman's got to prevent it.
Yeah, but the Injustice series is really good.
Because Batman.
It's also a video game, which is also very good.
Yeah. What?
Batman, Justice League, or Injustice.
Injustice. Gods Among Us.
I thought that's just a fighting game, though.
Yeah.
I don't dispute that. But the backstory and the they've actually continued the continuity of that game
into the comics.
They did the prequel, and then now they've gone beyond the game where they're going into the future past the game.
That's cool.
And it's really fucking good.
I'm still really sad there was no DLC for me to play as the Flaming Sea.
The Flaming Sea.
They didn't get that.
You don't know about the Flaming Sea? Like, no.
That's totally where my head went.
Bruce Timm came on the Conan O'Brien show and he was like, I'm going to make you a superhero. And he was like, now describe what kind of superhero you want to be. And he goes, okay, I want to wear fishnet stockings, a Speedo, a purple leotard.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and it never went real. He never made it into the.
No, but wait, but there are the drawings. Flaming Sea action figures.
Oh, cool.
What?
And he has this. Conan has this like bit called Clueless Gamer.
Oh, I love that bit. It's great.
Yeah. So he played it, and then he was like, wait. I want to use my character. And they had the Flaming Sea.
They had a Flaming Sea avatar?
Yeah. I think they just redid...
looked like they kind of just redid Aquaman because of the
they reskinned him.
Yeah, because of the lacrosse, the lacrosse stick.
Well, if they can do that with Aquaman, I mean they can. I mean, we got Scorpion in freaking Injustice, for God's sake. We might as well have Flaming Sea.
Right? I know, he's such an awesome character. He was a pretty good character as well.
So speaking of pretty good characters, we've talked about Batman vs. Superman and the ways that those ideologies kind of conflict and how we didn't like all ends. Now let's kind of segue into Daredevil season two. Which
can we? Oh, by the way, can just before we move,
yeah,
can we get a final grade?
For, grade, 1 to 5, 1 to 10,
1 to 10,
1 to 10.
I mean, Bob Schrey.
What?
Bob Schrey.
I'm gonna write up a full review on this, but
I feel like we're all gonna do our own reviews of this.
Yeah, I think we should. Have
Nerdfunnel.com.
Nerdfunnel.com.
Nerdfunnel.com. That's three drinks, by the way.
www.facebook.com/nerdfunnel.
Ow, what?
It's your turn. Say it.
What am I saying?
Nerdfunnel.com.
Nerdfunnel.com.
Five.
There we go.
Ow.
I'm gonna have to give it a 5. I'm gonna have to go 50-50 on
five
this.
5 out of 10?
5 out of 10.
Okay.
About half the time I was decent, fine with the movie, but half the time I wasn't.
Honestly, I liked it better than I thought I would. 6.5, 7.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in like this. It fucking hurts me to say it. Oh my god, it really hurts me to say it. 6.5.
Wow. Am I the one that's gonna shit on this the most? Whoa.
Yeah.
It
probably.
Really hurts me. Like I'm willing to admit. I am a Batman fanboy, and I loved the Batman parts of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they were the better parts. I'll hand that. I mean, I'm a Superman fan, and I'll hand that to you.
And it hurts me so much that I don't love this movie more than I do. Yeah.
There were things in this movie that I loved, and it wasn't necessarily because of the lore.
It collapsed under its own weight.
And that's a great fucking point.
It imploded. It was too much going. They put too much going in. They tried too much to do
hype. Too much hype.
And I actually mentioned this to the lady when we were driving home, of how much happier I would have been to watch this movie if I had never seen a preview for it.
Yeah.
I would have loved this movie if I had never seen anything. Like, if I were born, like, or let's say I was born 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I come back and revisit this movie as a teenager, like in 2025, I would probably love this movie. Because I would have no context for trailers or any of the other stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
The hype like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, where it's just completely under the radar and you rewatch it later in life. Like, I would love that.
It didn't hurt at the box office, though. It was $170 million, the fourth highest comic book opening.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really happy that it was successful financially because, honestly, Warner Brothers don't give a fuck about what a critic says.
Yeah.
They're going to make more of these because
it made money.
It made loot.
It made $423 globally.
So hopefully nice. They keep...
And it's going to keep making.
And it'll improve. Yeah. I'm hoping that they take the criticism and improve it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that financially it was a success, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
Because it means more.
Sidebar. Should we get rid of Zack Snyder as the director?
No. No. Never.
For Batman vs. Superman or for all of them?
For everything. For,
well, because they
anything upcoming.
With Marvel, I mean, they went different directors for Iron Man. Jon Favreau did the first two, and then they had the third one.
Here's the thing. Fucking, what's his face?
Affleck?
Who?
Firefly.
Nathan
Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon.
Oh, okay.
Joss Whedon. He was, like, pointing everyone in the right direction, takes it over for Avengers, points everyone in the right direction, takes over for Avengers 2. So, and then he was just like, I'm done. Fuck this shit.
I think they should vary the directors just so that no one gets too much. I mean, and I think it should each standalone. Maybe Zack Snyder should do the rest of the Justice League or whatever. But uh-huh. maybe that for the standalone films that the each.
I feel like they should give Affleck Batman.
Well, I think each.
That would be fucking dope.
I think I think each movie should get their own director. That's the standalone hero movie, so they each have their own feel and their own kind of like style and genre to it.
Then.
Yeah, they're more individualized.
Okay.
I think they should just give Affleck Batman because clearly he can do gritty in The Town and Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So like he could totally match that tone. So and obviously like
and he's
was,
a fantastic director. Let's get and that he
was
to him.
And I mean he was great. Honestly, he was the high point in this movie for me. Was Affleck? He was fucking great in this movie.
Yeah.
And then give like another character like Flash, who is more lighthearted and a little, you know, quicker. Give him a different director who, like, maybe who was the guy that did Fifth Element?
Luc Besson?
No, yeah, Luc Besson or something like that. Like something. So give it to different directors to give a different stylistic approach based on the
Luc Besson did The Professional.
Yeah, sorry.
The characteristics of the hero.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Just like Shane Black, you know, did Iron Man 3, which you know, kind of fit that movie.
And who didn't like change the genre up? Like, so like Captain America Winter Soldier, like the first one was very much a comic book movie, but the second one was like a industrial
spy thriller.
Yeah, exactly.
So like change up the genre. So
but either way, how
but
weird
it was
is
the
it?
Same directors, wasn't it?
No,
different.
The Russo brothers.
Oh, they did great.
Which is weird because we know that they originally came from Community.
Did they really?
Yeah. They really? Worked with Dan Harmon on Community. If you watch old episodes of Community, it says Russo brothers are on there. We're just like, really? Like, and then they end up directing Captain America? This is insane. And no wonder it's so fucking good. Yeah. No wonder. So
maybe it's we have to go that route. Maybe DC needs to go out and just fucking find fresh talent.
Yeah. Huh? I agree.
Unknowns.
Bring some fresh stylistics and character direction and inventiveness to each of these individual heroes to give them their own kind of unique feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what eventually did the conflict of ideology that Batman versus Superman strived for, what did it much better was ultimately Daredevil, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my
agree.
God, yes.
So we've got
Daredevil season 2.
Daredevil season 2, Punisher versus Daredevil.
Elektra versus Daredevil.
So it's the same kind of triad going here. We got,
but it's like it's one fundamental against like two free agents, if you will.
But that's kind of what I feel like Dawn of Justice was striving for.
Yes.
They were trying to get the depth of in the context of Marvel, Daredevil is supposed to kind of be your superhuman, your street-level superhuman.
Right. Yeah.
And then the Punisher is essentially Batman with guns.
Yeah.
So the conflict of ideology is what they were striving for in Dawn of Justice, but didn't really have the build-up or didn't have the time to kind of make right.
It's I feel like it was more of the time because Batman v. Superman was trying to pack 10 pounds of shit into a two-pound bag.
Yeah. But that's why they needed like intermediary movies to lead up to this movie.
Well, I mean, exactly. Daredevil already had a whole season to build those characters up, so we were already psyched, ready to go in.
Although,
right.
I would say...
Fong, you've seen Daredevil season 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And what did you think?
Were you on board with those characters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah?
Okay. I mean, like... I feel like the female character who ends up working for them, she could have been a little better developed.
Karen Page?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I really like, you know, his... Oh, sorry. I do really like...
Just like a big robot dick, just right in the mouth.
Right in your mouth.
But I really like the dynamic he has with his best friend. Like, it makes sense. Yeah.
So then you're gonna love season 2 because
it's
Karen gets a lot
better.
Stronger.
Oh, yeah.
The relationship gets... Like, the Foggy...
and Foggy
Matt
kicks ass.
Relationship gets, like, put on the burner. Like, it's really tested.
Did you like Jessica Jones?
Oh, I fucking love Jessica Jones.
It is more Jessica Jones than season 1 of Daredevil because it's more serialized. Daredevil season 1 felt more like episodic, like kind of like CSI, where it's like case of the week type of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas this is just
arc from start to finish.
It's like a 10-hour movie essentially. So you'll
bless them
it.
For that because they did a great job.
It was very tight, very streamlined.
Fucking Frank Miller,
much more better edited and filmed than the movie too.
It's Frank Miller's it's Frank Miller's Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fucking good because that was the most real that character
ever
felt.
It's so funny that like we attribute Frank Miller to like the iconic
versions of
all superheroes.
Well, the good ones, Daredevil and Batman.
You know, well, Daredevil and Batman are essentially the same character in these continuums.
Right. In the way they're portrayed, they're very similar characters.
So what about that ideology? So we have Punisher versus Daredevil. So One doesn't want to kill. One says,
it won't work,
okay.
Red. You can't make it work, Red.
You got to make it try. These people could change. Yeah.
You can't save them, Rick. You can't save them.
So,
God damn it, Shane.
Punisher is played by
John Bernthal,
who played Shane in season one of
Fucking
Walking Dead.
Amazing.
Okay. Scene stealing in every moment he's in it.
He's hypnotically good.
He has a 12-inch penis.
Wow. Okay.
I'm running with the theme.
He's like the literal. He basically is Jesus.
There's
Jesus.
One. Got it. If you don't watch Daredevil,
Jesus.
If you don't want to watch Daredevil season two, there's one episode you have to watch.
Okay.
Watch episode four, Daredevil season two.
Yeah.
Where he has the graveyard. He gives this monologue in a graveyard about like coming back from war and how war never scared him, but holding his daughter for the first time scared him.
Like, and if you were an aspiring actor or actress, that is a master class on the monologue.
And he talks about how, like, you know, having that feeling ripped away from him. And like, it, you understand why he becomes the Punisher just in this monologue where you're like, for his baby girl being taken away from him, he's willing to sacrifice everything, kill everything, sacrifice his honor.
Yeah,
to get
because
revenge for that.
Not because she was necessarily taken away, but because he wasn't able to do one thing before she was gone.
Right, he wasn't able to
because
read the
he's
story.
Left unfinished.
Yeah. All for revenge, boss.
Wow.
All for revenge.
We
boss.
Did this for revenge.
Foggy is really good in this one too. I thought his performance is really strong. Because as Matt disappears more and more into Daredevil, Foggy's got to keep up the business end of everything,
right?
And
he gets tired of it,
and he gets tired of his shit.
Yeah,
and Foggy's always been kind of like leaning on Matt, and he's kind of been like the more unsure one.
Yeah,
and so in this one, it's kind of see the reversal because as the Punisher challenges Daredevil more, as he becomes unsure of his own methodologies and moves away to kind of confront that along with Elektra, getting distracted by Elektra, Foggy becomes more and more capable in his own right. So you're seeing kind of this crossover of the superhero's convictions lessening, and then his best friend's convictions strengthening.
That's
so
cool.
Like a waxing and waning kind of thing going on. Right. So I thought it was pretty cool.
He comes to rely on himself a lot more as a lawyer, and it's really an incredible transformation to watch. But
and
at the same time, to be fair, Foggy doesn't at all realize the amount of shit that Matt Murdock has to deal with as Daredevil.
But then, so they have to defend. They end up having to defend the Punisher. They have to defend Frank Castle.
Oh, nice. All right.
As one of the highlight points was of this
the prison scene
was Wilson Fisk coming in.
Spoiler alert.
I
think if you've listened to this pod, if you've started this podcast,
I don't think we never brought up Wilson Fisk though. That was a great reveal.
No. I'm saying if you even are just listening to this podcast as a whole, this is a spoiler podcast.
Yeah.
We should probably record a
bumper. We should probably put spoiler tags on everything.
Let's record a bumper at the end of this.
Hey, by
bro,
the
you
way,
broke the fourth wall.
Hey, do you really want to enjoy your next series? Stop fucking listening now.
Well, we're releasing after it's been out for a couple weeks, so people haven't watched it.
Yeah, people have been fucking binged already.
Yeah,
same
fuck
with,
you
I know,
for
right?
Not
if you
like,
Daredevil.
Same with House of Cards, by the way, is one of my favorite fucking series.
More than Madam Secretary.
I fucking hate you.
Wait, back it up.
What is Madam Secretary?
You and I have a sense of trust.
Is that an anime? Is that an anime that we don't
God
know about?
Damn it, Fong. I'm fucking looking at you.
I thought people knew.
Nobody knows.
Wait, what do we know?
You watch Madam Secretary?
Madam Secretary. God damn it, Fong.
Is that an anime? What is that?
It is. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
God damn fucking.
Do you know what
White
it is?
House
I have no idea what it
delicious.
Is.
Delicious.
Fong, God, drop the beans
it's
on
a
this
drama,
one.
It's a White House drama with T.A. Leone.
T.A. Leone.
T.A. Leone?
T.A. Leone.
T.A.?
T.A.
Tia.
No, it's T-A.
Are you
no,
sure?
It's Tia.
Tia.
Maybe it's just T.
Maybe our one listener can tell us.
What
Tia.
It's Tia.
He is the one listener.
Yeah. Is this an old show?
I'm giving the one listener is responding. Taya Leone.
Tia.
Is this an old show? Is this a new show?
It's a couple years old. Okay. It's just a guilty pleasure of mine.
Is this like revenge or scandal for you?
Kind of, maybe. Yes, no. Wow, that's a long pause.
He's been reduced to clicking. I don't understand what's happening.
You broke him.
You broke him.
We need to reboot Ivan.
it's T.A. Leone.
You had an amazing look on your face just now when you were like, you just got excited about something.
Oh, I watched an anime.
Oh, you did?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Let's sidebar that.
Which one was that?
I watched One Punch Man.
Yeah,
and what was the
I
verdict?
Did One Punch Man in
and
one
for our
night.
Listeners who are
wow.
just
I did 13 episodes in one night.
Wow. And nice. For our you listeners who are just tuning in, we had a special two casts ago regarding like how we could get Steven into an anime.
Yeah, we had an anime. Yeah.
So I couldn't find all of the animes you guys suggested were not on Netflix/Hulu.
Okay.
One Punch was?
One Punch Man is on Hulu.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah. I watched it with Mitch, or the first episode at least.
It's really entertaining, and it builds in this very interesting way where it starts off very satire-y of like
it is so satire.
Until the end. Where it becomes a
really
Eventually, it becomes the snake eating its own tail.
Transcends the mask and, like...
It becomes Dragon Ball Z by the end. Oh. We're like, because eventually it gets... Spoiler alert for One Punch Man. But eventually it gets to the point where, like, he gets tired of just one-punching everything.
Right.
He fights a being who, like, he punches.
Uh-huh.
And he stays whole. And so, like, he's like, holy shit, like, I might actually have a fight.
Yeah.
And he gets really ramped up on it. And so...
The challenge. His first ever challenge.
Exactly. And so it becomes like, you know, Dragon Ball Z at that point.
Then you kick in the fighting montage.
Yeah. Fighting montage, blazing limbs that you cannot see, like that whole thing. It weird and like... I'm not an anime... Fong, just so you know, I'm not an anime person.
Never
have really watched anime. Gotcha. Samurai Champloo is my baseline for anime. That's it.
We're trying to get him in.
Okay. Yeah,
they're trying to work.
We had a whole cast on it.
All right.
Do you have an anime you would suggest for me? Entry level that I would like. Samurai Champloo and...
Cowboy Bebop?
I haven't watched Cowboy Bebop.
Definitely.
Yet.
That's be the best entry, I think, for you.
I like Trigun.
Trigun's good.
Is Trigun the one about the penis?
What?
They're all about the penis. Is it Gundam about the penis? What was the one that you equated to the penis? There was an episode. It might have been Ivan's first episode on here, where it was you equated some anime about like a boy who learns how to use his dick.
Oh, that was
what? Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann. Gurren Lagann. That's totally Gurren Lagann.
It's like the
drill to pierce the heavens.
The overarching theme is a boy learns how to use his penis.
You know what? You might want to watch that one too. it's something you can relate to.
My dick
drill being able to pierce the heavens.
If we're gonna go on that front, Yamada's first time.
this sounds like a tentacle porn type of situation.
It's not. It's actually pretty cool. It's about a girl who's like she's in high school, very attractive, but she's a virgin, and she feels like if people know she's a virgin and she doesn't get it out of the way, that no one's gonna want to fuck her.
So this is like American Pie the anime.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait. What?
You've never heard of
Yamada? I've never heard of it.
Are you serious?
And I watch
lots.
Okay, this
is sexy anime.
I watch sexy anime semi-professionally.
I jerk off to anime semi-professionally is what you just admitted. That is what you just admitted, sir.
When you come over to our house again, we'll watch Yamada's first time.
All right, let's do that. Let's make a nerd funnel night of it.
I feel like
that means that we're gonna have a massive JO sesh. Just JOs
just
all
like
over the
HJs
place.
All around.
JO crystals.
JO crystals activate.
Yeah,
glowing everywhere.
Charge up those crystals, baby. So let's go.
Daredevil.
Let's go back to Daredevil.
Daredevil season two.
Daredevil season two. Some of the best fight scenes. I mean, so many ninjas. God damn, so many ninjas.
My cousin was one of the ninjas.
No way.
What?
I shit you not.
You gotta post that shit.
He was in episode 7, like I mentioned last week.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna post a picture of him. He, ladies, is the paragon of what Asian male lead should look like. He's a handsome fella.
Like Rain style?
He's a good looking fella.
He's a good looking cat. Why? Who?
My cousin.
Why have I not seen pictures of your cousin? Why are you holding?
Wait,
out?
Wait. So you look like Hideo Kojima, and your cousin looks like Rain. What the hell is going on in your family? Like you have like the sexiest Asian family ever.
Apparently.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
but no, he's one of the ninjas.
There was a lot of ass kicking.
There was a lot of fucking ninjas, dude.
I almost thought there was only too many ninjas because towards the end, I was kind of getting ninjaed out.
Yes.
I thought the brutality of the thug fights was awesome.
Yes.
I think they captured that first hallway scene, like the hallway scene from the first season when he was beating up the guys in the hallway.
I wanted to get your barometer reading on that. How do you think they did the quote-unquote, it's not a one-shot, but it's the one-shot of, I don't remember what, I think it's episode 2 or 3.
Oh, the staircase?
Yeah. Where he's going down and fighting the dogs of hell.
I like that. That was good.
How do you rate that next to
the hallway
scene in season one?
Not as good.
Hallway was just so tight. It was just brutal and just...
It felt like fucking Old Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and there's a heaviness in the hallway scene where like he's hitting dudes and he's just like, you see he's tired.
Yeah.
He's just like... Fucking stay down.
He's new.
Like,
he's new
stop.
At it. And he's
right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a much more visceral rawness
to that.
You feel like he might be in danger. Like you know, he might be in danger. Like there's a sense that he might be, you know, not make it out of there. Like in this one, you kind of know like he's gonna make it out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the version of it that was best was the prison scene. That Frank Castle does.
Yes.
Where he's just...
Oh, in the prison. Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
That was
this season's hallway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was absolutely so good. Agree.
Because there's stakes there.
Yeah.
We're like, holy shit, he just shanked the shit out of this dude and now he's got to fight his way out.
Otherwise, he's going to fucking die.
He was fucking worried too. Like, it was the first time you saw him worry going into a fight because he turns around and he's like, fuck, you didn't do this to me?
And he's like, game on.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
And just stabbing. Total prison shank.
Just flesh cutting.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good.
A lot of brutality. That was awesome.
And just, like, at the end where he just passes out, he's just covered in blood, and he's just like, fuck, I'm tired.
And then Wilson Fisk is there. He's like, yeah, I was going to kill you, but, like, that's what happened. Like that was the like plans change. That was what he says. Like things change. Like plans change. Like now I knew.
I like you.
Yeah, no, right? He wasn't even trying to like bullshit his way of like, oh, this was a test. Like no. You were gonna die. I was trying to kill you,
but like you know.
He's like so Asperger-y. He's just like, no, I'm not gonna even try to lie to you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great. What about Elektra?
I liked Elektra.
She's so
fucking sexy.
Yeah,
that actress. Like I didn't think she was attractive. Until I saw, like...
Her fight or,
no,
like,
just
work.
The way she moves.
Yes.
Like, there's something about, like, her gracefulness. Where,
she's
like,
not a particularly attractive in, like, physically, but she's sexy in the way that she acts.
She is, the perfect example of the girl who is not very pretty until you find out that, like, she's a really good singer.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you want to fuck that
exactly
girl.
She's got that magic talent. Yep. Her magic talent is kicking ass.
Yep.
Her magic talent is just like looking.
And
like,
she was very Wonder Woman-esque and like getting off on the thrill of the fight.
The kinetic energy of her is so fucking good.
She was able to keep up that character really well. Like she was the adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
More so
thrill
than
seeker.
Anyone else.
Just 100% a thrill seeker.
Yes.
So who do you think won the season as far as Punisher Daredevil? Like, which ideology do you think?
Oh, ideology? Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, actor-wise.
Well, okay, well, we can go both. What do you think,
actor-wise? Who stole the season?
Who stole the season?
Frank
Castle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Bernthal. 100%.
Frank Bernthal.
Frank Bernthal. It's one and the same now. They fused. They fusion-hod.
Shane. Shane, yeah, he was, Shane. Like, 100%
can't save him, Rick!
Well, what about ideologically? Because they kind of had a draw at the end. Like they couldn't have done it without each other.
And here's the thing: spoiler alert, obviously, at the very end, Daredevil actually reneges.
Right, he's
on the promise.
Let's do it. Like
he's willing to kill. Yeah. He basically takes out Nobu.
Yeah.
With the full intention to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we don't really know. Like, he drops him off the building, but we don't really know.
We don't know if he knows that he'll come back.
They gave Stick the, like...
Yeah, the kill.
Yeah.
So we got the supernatural elements coming into the show now of, like, the immortality thing.
I kind of like supernatural.
We're going to get to Iron Fist, which I'm a little, like...
Well, because in Jessica Jones, we started to have, like, the metahuman type stuff, like, powers.
Right, yeah.
And now season Daredevil, they're stepping up, but they're stepping up very incrementally. So it's not, like, overt, like, ridiculous OP powers. It's very subtle.
I don't think
it should ever
go that
far.
No,
it shouldn't.
I didn't like... I thought the war that Stick was talking about between the Chaste and the Hand was going to... And I actually, thinking back on it now, it's still probably going to play into... The Defenders story arc.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's going to be the backbone behind the Marvel TV universe.
But the way that Stick like builds it up, I want it to be like this like mystical, insurmountable thing that only a very few are fighting, but it can have like wide implications for the entire universe.
Mm. I want them to bring in Frank Castle into the Defenders because he's so John Bernthal's
so
fucking
you
good.
Know he's gonna be in it.
I don't know.
They're gonna have.
They just
want
to stroke his 12-inch dick.
Yeah, apparently.
He's so fucking great. Like
he's so fucking good. He is.
Tweet at him and tell him Nerdfunnel.
Nerdfunnel.
Is
hashtag John Bernthal 12-inch dick.
Yeah. So I mean, of course, we have to wait another year or so before we get another season.
So which ideology won out.
I mean, a lot of people died. I mean, people
that many people died this time around as much as season one. Discounting ninjas. A lot of ninjas died, but discounting ninjas, not as many people died as first season.
I think, honestly, you know, I gotta hand it to Punisher. Because I think...
Really?
I think...
He sold you?
Even though Daredevil didn't kill... He saw the validity of the way, and he saw the circumstances and the validity, and kind of hinting at the situations to come in which that might be the case.
Yeah,
where he has to kill,
where he's
going to
have to.
But at the end, when he talks to Elektra, he's just like, "Listen, they want us to fight this war this way, but we're gonna if you are with me, fight it my way.
Fight it your way.
You can do it." Our way.
But he's also telling him, like, talking about how he put Wilson Fisk in there in the prison, but he's like, it didn't matter. I did it the right way, and it didn't
work.
Yeah,
that's true. Uh-huh. That's true. I take that. Yeah, no.
Because, like, he's reaching out. He's festering. He's getting stronger in prison. Like, it didn't matter that I put him where he was supposed to go. Like, I did the right thing, and then now I'm fucked again.
And I think that's the sort of, like, the dichotomy that would work well for Batman v Superman.
Yeah, they need
to explain
they need each other to work.
That was what they were trying to go for, and they just failed
it.
Because they didn't have enough buildup.
No,
do you think it failed because we saw Daredevil season two, and everybody saw Daredevil season two?
It failed because it didn't it didn't lay enough groundwork. There was not enough pipe laid, if you will.
Nice.
Well,
but see, apparently Frank Castle's got 12 inches of it to lay, so he had more than
enough pipe to lay, friend.
No, but I agree.
There just wasn't enough setup in Batman vs. Superman, which really, it bums me out, because I wanted to love that movie. I really wanted to love that movie.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you've been listening to Nerd Funnel Reborn, you know that me and Bob Choi have been sucking that movie's dick for a long time. And it's Batman vs. Superman.
We were hyping it though for weeks.
Nice.
And it's funny that... Stoked.
You were the non-believer.
The one who didn't believe it was going to be good, and I came out of it
the one
liking the
most. You're
the
one with
the
highest rating, yeah.
I'm just so upset about it. Like, it really does upset me.
It was bummed. I was kind of sad. I'm going to see it again. I'm gonna give it a couple more tries.
I have heard that on the second or third viewing, it's a lot better.
And
there's a different enjoyability.
There's a level
factor.
Of enjoyability.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the first time, that's human nature. You notice when things are wrong first. You notice what's out of place first. Mm-hmm. And then you notice what is done well. So Fong, if you, I'm gonna go see it this weekend. If you're interested,
we can, yeah, sure,
yeah. I'm gonna get some.
It just sucks because like I was like I'm gonna go see it, and then and now like, it's everyone like, we shit was on it. Like this movie sucks, and Ben Affleck's sad, and it makes me sad. And I'm like, I guess I'll go see it.
Don't buy into and the that, shit. And that's how you know, like, when you really, like, you feel like let people down. It's like, if you look that depressed when you're interviewing about this work yeah. you poured your heart and soul into for,
your,
like, 10 months.
Your dog is fucking sad right now aww. For Ben Affleck.
Aww. Ollie boy.
Hashtag sad Ollie. I know.
Hi.
Official Nerd Funnel mascot, sad Ollie.
We got a mascot.
Just don't put hashtag tasty because that would confuse our Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Right?
Well, so, we have a couple good movies to list upcoming, though. We've got.
What are we looking forward to? Civil War? Civil War feels like the movie that Batman yeah. Superman should have been if it got the proper build-up.
It's going to have the payoff. It's going to have the payoff because we've been on the ride for
because
so long.
Because we've had the build-up.
Right. Because we got there.
There's been all these fucking movies.
They earned that movie and of we will care when these two characters fight.
Yeah.
They earned it. They fucking earned it.
And then we got X-Men Apocalypse coming up, and I think it's going to be the same way because we've had three movies with a new cast, and we've had so many X-Men movies since 2000.
I honestly don't give a shit about X-Men Apocalypse.
Aww.
I've gotten to that point where like, I don't give a shit.
I will
about
say.
It.
During the preview session of Batman v Superman, when yeah. you Bobby and I,
uh-huh.
That makes it sound like three people. You and I,
yeah.
Bobby.
Wait, how many of you were in there, Ivan?
There were two of me, including my dick.
All 3.5 inches.
All 3.5.
Three.
This is why he can only time travel
count-
3 years.
Throwback. No, when that I told you, like when I saw that preview, that was the first time I have ever felt hyped.
Yeah,
Apocalypse.
Okay,
that was pretty cool.
It didn't get me at all. Like, you know what I was looking for was a Wolverine moment.
Well, I don't know what they're gonna do with Wolverine because there's that like he
there wasn't
there's
Wolverine
no Wolverine
no,
in
that's exactly
X-Men,
the point.
Right,
the First Class crew doesn't have Wolverine, although. Old Man Logan storyline supposed to come for Hugh Jackman.
I want Old Man Logan really bad, but I just
see. No, what they should have is they should have Old Man Logan.
Try to take that out of context, internet.
That's fine. Yeah. You could take that out of context whenever you want. I want it real bad.
He wants.
You
that...
can give me your Old Man Logan. Pop your bone claw right into my asshole. That's fine.
Whoa.
He wants that geriatric adamantium cock.
That's my That's my burlesque name if I did burlesque.
Old Man Logan?
No.
Old Man Logan is an amazing burlesque name.
Well, actually, you know what? That's my new burlesque name. No, but I was like, you know, if I ever did burlesque, Adamantium.
Adamantium. Oh, that's
that
great.
That is kind of clever.
Because it's just what you think about when you have to film burlesque shows. Mm.
I was thinking that they should do the Old Man Logan first. And then before the X-Men Apocalypse, so that way they could finish Hugh Jackman's storyline and then somehow throw it back to a new incarnation of Wolverine so that they could put
okay.
him
young
in
up.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Young
but they're
up.
Not going to do Yeah, but they're not going to do
who
that.
Who would be your pick for younger Wolverine?
Oh, that's
Tom
a good question.
Tom Cruise.
Tom what?
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
No, Tom Cruise.
Really?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's not younger than Hugh Jackman.
But he's
though.
Little.
But
he
can
is
run.
Little.
And he can run.
Yeah. Well, we know he can
and
run.
And he does like this, the hand straight, the karate chop running. He does the karate chop running. So,
do I have a Tom Cruise?
Oh,
what?
What
you
about
Tom Cruise?
You know,
no,
you know,
he can be my
I'm dangerous.
You know what I wish they could do, but they can't is Liev Schreiber.
Who? Oh, as fucking
as Wolverine.
He's too big. He's too big.
No, he couldn't be it because he was already Sabretooth.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what we wish they
right.
could, but they can't.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
Who would be a good Wolverine?
Who?
It's got to be somebody who can play intensity, a little bit of like cocksuredness.
Mm-hmm. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah! Shing shing! Kitty Pryde! Look at you disappear through walls all sexy like.
Hey, Bub! Hoo-ah! Where are you going, Bub?
Hey, Bub.
Hey, Bub. What are you doing, Bub?
I like what you're doing there.
Snicked!
Snicked. All right.
Is that what the... I thought it was Shing Shing.
No, it's snicked.
What the? Here, this is like the telling moment that shows that I've never read any fucking.
This
comic
is this
book.
Is how.
Listen
cool,
to me, Jean Grey.
This is how cool Fong is that she knows the onomatopoeia word for Wolverine's claw retraction and extension.
Snicked.
Yes. Snicked. That's pretty cool. And then we've got Hardcore Harry's.
Hardcore
Harry looks pretty cool.
Henry. Hardcore Henry. It looks so awesome.
I'm totally prepared for 2 hours of motion sickness just because I want to experience how awesome
I'm
that
not was. Looking forward to it.
Really?
I'm
not.
The chinks here are not down with the motion sickness.
It's not even the motion sickness to me. It's
so I'm not a chink?
No, you are not.
You know what the problem is with Hardcore Henry to me is that it just feels like it's a gimmick that's going to go too long.
It's a gimmicky internet video that you just paid $14
for. Just think of it as a Sundance Film Festival movie. It's an experimental film.
Right.
Yeah, but at the Sundance Film Festival, you get to watch a bunch of movies.
And I get to actually hang out with the people who made the movie, which is kind of cool. True. So, yeah. And here I'm just going to have to like be dizzy by the end of it. And yeah,
but yeah, Civil War seems to be like the hands down the one that's going to be the one to beat. And Suicide Squad.
You're going to end up dizzy at the end of it, and no one's going to take you home to have sex
with.
There's
no cuddling or
there's
nothing.
None of it.
No.
I honestly think I have very high hopes for Suicide Squad.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a huge Harley Quinn fan.
Yeah,
after the handling of Batman v Superman, do we think it's going to be?
Yes, because David Ayer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Because Ayer.
Okay, so pretend that I don't know who David Ayer is.
End of Watch, Fury, every fucking awesomeness in the last couple of years has been David Ayer.
Well, who did the script?
Fair enough.
Is that a Goyer Johns thing too?
Well, this was Goyer someone else.
This is Goyer Johns and someone else. Tira or some Tira.
You know what bugs me is that like I know David Goyer is a good writer. I know Geoff Johns is a good writer.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand how Dawn of Justice got so fucked with so many good writers.
I feel like it was studio intervention more than anything.
I think the studio was trying to like, we need to have these benchmarks. We need to shoehorn this in. Make it fit.
They've already kind of put out that there's going to be a rated R version of Dawn of Justice for Blu-ray.
So if there's like, if
a recut
Star Wars
version.
Can have 45 nice. Minutes of fucking cut material, I think we can have like
we can have a rated R.
Yeah, we can have a 3-hour version of fucking.
I'd see it.
Yeah, I'd watch it again
if it made it more coherent plot that's better edited and that explained the motivation of the characters.
How long was like the
more?
Uncut version of Watchmen?
2:45.
Yeah, it's close to 3. Yeah.
Okay.
From a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
The uncut Watchmen is great too.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's why I don't like Watchmen, because I never saw it uncut.
It's really...
It's
always better uncut.
You gotta take your Watchmen like you take your Dr. Manhattan.
The uncircumcised.
Yep. You gotta take him uncut like Dr. Manhattan.
No, he's circumcised.
He looked circumcised.
I saw a lot of dickheads.
I just saw a lot of blue. He can choose which word he wants to be.
He can regrow
his foreskin if he wants it.
What's your superpower?
It's the first thing he learned how to do, is put himself back together again.
What a fucked up superpower. I can regrow my foreskin.
Where would that come in handy? If like you could like regrow it beyond?
If you're dating a Jewish girl and
what if
she'll have sex with guys that are circumcised?
Or if you want to
look at the size
of
my
girls that they were really into like foreskin.
Well, on that note, let's
We'd
make
like
it
a, to wrap you up.
Let's wrap it up and
wrap
like
you
a
up.
Foreskin.
Like a wrap
foreskin.
And until next time, you've been Nerd Funneled.
Funnel
Nerd Funnel Foreskin.